Our story begins with Todd and Hannah on a plane headed for London.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Boy, when you said we were going to London, you weren't kidding.
Sorry for the short notice. But Blake got us on the flight right away, and I didn't see any reason to wait.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
That Blake is quite a guy.
He also got us a suite, just in case we don't get what we need and have to stay over.
I guess the timing is perfect, since I don't start my job at Dean for a few days.
I'm overdue to start my job at Murphy's, but I don't care. Finding Marty is way more important than that stupid job.
We left so fast, I didn't even have time to call Mac or Matt.
Good. I don't want Matt to know just yet. He may tip off Mandy.
You know, you are the most impulsive woman I've ever met. When you make up your mind about something, there is no stopping you.
The only way to live.
But without Matt's help, how are we going to find Mandy?
Well, we know the name of the company she works for, and we know the name of a few of her other clients. So surely we can track her down through them.
I hope you're right.
Todd, I know you may deep down think I'm taking us on a wild goose chase here like everyone else. But thanks for not saying it.
Hey, you just scored us a free trip to London. I'm not going to argue with you. Besides, I don't know how well Matt really knew Mandy. It's worth checking out.
What time is it? Are we there yet?
It's 7 a.m. in New York and noon in London. We'll be there very soon.
At London's Heathrow Airport, Mandy is talking on her cell phone.
Look, I've been arguing with the agent at the ticket counter for hours now. I have to get back to New Zealand as quickly as possible. Route me in somewhere else first, if you must. Do I need to connect in Singapore? Just get me out of London now!
At the Malone apartment, Raven has just come downstairs. Morning, babe.
Hi.
Hey, I have some news for you. You fell asleep last night and I didn't want to wake you up to tell you.
Is it Marty?
No, it's not Marty. It's Rex's mother. She's had a stroke.
What? Oh, no. Is she all right?
Well, I don't think they know the extent of the damage, but I plan on heading over to the hospital first thing. Do you want to come with me?
Yes, of course. Poor Rex must be going crazy. It was less than a year ago that he lost his father.
Good. I think we need to try to put Rex first today and be there for him and his family.
Are you trying to say that you don't think I can do that?
I'm not saying anything, Raven. I just don't know what to expect from you, so I was trying to make my feelings clear.
Let's not have this discussion again. We said enough last night. I'll go up and shower, and then I'll be ready to go.
Okay.
Mac, are we going to let Marty's disappearance tear us apart?
No. We have to just start dealing with each other in a better way, Raven. That's all I know to do.
I agree. I'll do my best, really.
So will I.
I love you.
Oh, I needed to hear that right now. I love you too, babe. In the Westside Hospital, third floor waiting room, Rex is talking with Perry.
The doctor thinks my mom's speech has been affected by the stroke. She's not able to talk. Hello? Perry? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Did you even hear me?
I'm sorry, Rex. What did you say?
I said that my mom isn't able to speak. The doctor confirmed that this is a result of the damage from the stroke.
Oh, Rex. Are you okay?
This has to be so hard for her. She's going to have to enter speech therapy, and it could be a long process.
What about any other damage?
Well, she's lost some feeling in her left arm, but other than that, she seems to be okay. Last night she was confused, but this morning she realized that she couldn't talk. The look on her face nearly killed me.
I really wish there was something I could do to help.
Harry, you are helping, just by being here. I know one day my mom will realize how amazingly supportive you've been.
You really think so?
Yes. I am more determined than ever to bring you two together after this stroke. Life is too precious to waste.
Rex, would you excuse me? I just remembered something I need to do.
Is something wrong?
No. I just have to go. Bye.
What was that all about?
In their Richmond hotel room, Clint is talking with Chuck.
I don't need a babysitter.
Look, Clint, I know you're a good kid, but did you hear your mother's voice on the phone? She was worried sick.
I heard her. I didn't mean to worry her. I left a note.
She actually thought you were dead the last time you ran away. Do you have any idea how scared she was?
I'm sorry, okay? But I needed to be here for Dara.
There's no guarantee you'll even be able to see Dara again. The county home will not allow just anyone to see her.
Oh, but they'll let you in to visit her.
I know your mother has told you that I may be Dara's father. That's why I'm here, to find out the truth.
How do you have a kid and you don't even know about anyway?
Deanna never told me she was pregnant. I had no idea whatever happened to her.
But obviously you were having unsafe sex.
Well, I actually don't remember that either. That's one reason why I questioned this.
So, what are you going to do?
Somehow, I need to have a blood test done for confirmation.
They're not just going to hand Dara over to you.
I'm going back to the home this morning, and we'll talk to a social worker about this.
And I'm coming with you.
I think maybe you should stay here at the hotel.
Oh, no. You just agreed on the phone to watch me for my mom. So now's your chance.
Fine. Let's go.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.